Well, I think we got off to a good start yesterday. You know, I think the most important thing is, you know, to get your rest Sunday night after the game, which I think everybody did a great job of, and to get in here Monday, you know, kind of flush that last game out of the system and start getting focused on the Bucks. So I thought we got off to a good start on that yesterday. We've been really productive both last night and today. And now it's about, you know, just cleaning some things up, focusing on our plan, and making sure we get as much rest as possible between now and the game.
How is Kawan Alexander developing as a second-year linebacker?
Well, I think he's playing at a really high level. I certainly know that from both times we played against him last year. You know, earlier this season, he played extremely well in the first game of the season when we played them. So I think he's playing really well. He continues to get better within their scheme. He's extremely athletic. I mean, very, very fast. Does a great job of shedding blocks. So, you know, I think he's a really good player.
How's Hooper developed? If you all, you know, he's you know, with Jacob Tammy out for this game.
Mm-hmm. I think Austin's, you know, he's done everything we've asked of him. You know, this year he, as a rookie, I mean, he's come in and he's played a lot. I mean, a lot of snaps for a young guy, and I think his snaps have kind of increased. Week in and week out, which is always good to see. He's a guy that's been getting better for us. I think, you know, his personality is conducive to playing well early. I mean, he's laid back. Nothing's too big for him. He goes about his business really well during the week. I mean, he gets prepared and then just goes out there and cuts it loose and plays. So I've been impressed with him early on.
And Ward, what kind of job did he do stepping in and you know, a guy who, you know, you wouldn't really expect it much from. He ended up with 40-plus yards for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's Teron's been awesome for us for 2 years. I mean, he played a lot for us last year, was extremely productive this year. I think this was his first time active, but, you know, helped us. I mean, he helped us out a bunch in that game and made some critical plays for us. I think of a huge run, a third-down conversion, tight red zone, where he gets the ball to the one-yard line for us. I mean, he's a reliable guy, and he's a guy that, you know, plays older than he is. I mean, you forget sometimes he's a second-year guy. He's so calm and composed when he goes out there, and he plays with great leverage. I mean, he's extremely physical, and he's a perfect guy, utility guy, to be able to plug in there and do anything for you.
Matt, you guys weren't able to run the ball too well against him the first time. You talked about Alexander. Can you talk about trying to get that run game established with Devontae?
Yeah, I think for us it comes down to the details. I think in the first game, you know, we had a good scheme. We just we didn't probably execute as well as we're capable of. I think we've improved as an offense since that game. I think we've gotten better specifically in the run game and the pass game. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, blocking better than we did the first time, all across the board. And so they put a lot of stress on you because they have such athletic linebackers that shed blocks really, really well. It's going to be a great challenge for us to stay on those guys. But if we can, we think we can run the ball.
I know you talk all the time about spreading the ball around, but does it surprise you when you see that you guys are 3-0 and Julio has three catches or less?
Yeah, I would say it does surprise. I had no idea. So to me, it just – I think that speaks to the depth of our offense, of our team. It also speaks to, you know, what people are trying to do to eliminate who. I think I said it, you know, after the game. I don't ever recall going through a game where I really think every snap that we took, he was double-teamed. And so when that happens, I mean, you know – other opportunities, you know, single opportunities come up for other guys. And I think that 3-0 record speaks to other guys stepping up in opportunities to make plays.
Matt, you're on pace for career bests in just about every individual category. I could list them if you want. I know you guys aren't big on stats here, but are those numbers right? Do you feel like you're playing your best so far this season?
I think I've done some good things, for sure. You know, in certain situations, done some good things. But it's like anything, there's always better out there. And, you know, at the end of the day, the stats and all that kind of stuff doesn't really matter. It comes down to, you know, whether or not you did your job, whether or not you helped your team win. You know, for me, that's the focus every week, just trying to do my job and do whatever I can to help us win.
we can look at, you know, interceptions and calculate those things, but it's tough for us to kind of break down the film. I asked in the locker room, and one of the things Julio said was he sees you kind of more comfortable going through reads quicker. Is that correct? Is that one of the contributing factors?
I think so. I mean, I obviously feel comfortable within our scheme and what we're doing. I think Kyle's done a great job this year of putting us in good situations to be successful. But I've felt good out there and, felt like we've done some good things early on.
When you do look at the tape, how well it's gone, how many points and all the numbers aside, do you still see a lot of room to grow within this offense this season?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, when we watch the film, I mean, there's tons of things that we can clean up, tons of things that we can do better. And if anybody is content or anybody thinks that we're where we need to be, you know, they need to change their attitude and get out of that mindset, because we can absolutely be better than we've been up until this point, and we need to be better moving forward.
It's your third year now with Jake Matthews, left tackle. In what ways do you feel like he's progressed this season?
Well, you know, I think Jake's come a long way. I mean, since coming in as a rookie, first and foremost, he's been healthy, you know, this year for the most part, which has really helped him. I know that he's dealt with some things in the past, and that's tough. I feel like he's been out there. He's played physical. He's done a great job both in the run game and the pass game. His athleticism is the number one thing that jumps out to me. I mean, when you watch him in space and getting out in front of people and some of the things that we ask them to do in our run scheme in the outside zone, he's as good as anybody at being able to do that. So, you know, I'm proud of Jake. He's done a great job.
Does it give you a little extra confidence to know that he's got your blind side covered?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've trusted Jake, you know, since he got here. And, you know, he's done a great job for us in pass protection and in the run game.